for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
One of the biggest problems that we had back then was with the screwworm.
That's John Barton, who grew up working on a southern Texas ranch, talking about the challenges of the 70s and reminiscing about the screwworm.
We had that problem with the calves that were born hitting the ground. First thing the cows do, they lick that calf, right? They clean it up, you know, and then they pull that navel. And before you knew it, man, you had screwworms on the navel on the calves. We had to clean that up real good, and we washed it up and dried it up. And then they had a medicine. We called it Old 62. It was a black medicine. They call it the 62, I guess. That was the name of the medicine. And then we would put that medicine in there to control and kill all everything else once we cleaned it out. Got him back on his feet, and then we gave him a vaccination. So those are the experiences that I went through when I was a boy, you know, with my dad doing all that stuff, man. And it was a big problem.
John says there are other things he specifically remembers while growing up on the ranch.
They were developing the Sterofly, and the airplanes would fly over all the ranches down here in Duval, and they'd throw those boxes, right? And those boxes looked like a target. You know, there were white boxes, but like with a target for shooting. And those boxes would hit the ground, and it would open up, and all the Sterofly's start moving out, you know, and then that's what kind of controlled it.
He says growing up on the ranch is a wealth of experience for his operation today.
So I experienced all that when I was a young man with a fever tick, the screwworm fly, vaccination programs for brucellosis was another problem we had that we had to be very careful with, and, you know, black leg. I mean, you got to have those calves vaccinated, or they're going to get that black leg, you know, so that was one of our deals. We all vaccinated early March, you know, took care of all the calves, and then the calves are falling in between. We catch them and vaccinate them too, and did what we have to do with them to protect them from that disease, from blackleg.
That's John Barton, AgriLife Extension Agent in Duval County, Texas.
The Animal Ag Alliance is coming off a successful annual meeting. Let's get the latest from Patrick here on AgriLife.
Yeah, Bill, that Animal Ag Alliance Summit broke records in attendance.
We have our annual stakeholder summit right at the beginning of May here in Arlington, Virginia.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agricultural Alliance in Arlington, Virginia.
We're very excited that we had our largest crowd of summit attendees ever. We had over 300 people gathered here to talk about how to protect your roots. That was the theme of this year's summit. It was all about building off of the pride that pretty much everyone you encounter in animal agriculture has, whether they have generations deep roots in the industry or their roots are newly planted. We're a very passionate bunch in animal ag, and our summit was all about how we could build off of that pride in our past, pride in where we are, to talk about how we can move successfully into the future.
And one of the big pressures out there is not using antibiotics on beef cows. Would it be an animal welfare problem?
There are a variety of huge issues facing animal agriculture that we addressed at the summit, and antibiotic use was one of them. As you know, if you're following these issues, there's continuous pressure on restaurant and retail brands to adopt policies restricting antibiotic use in their supply chain. And the poultry industry has made some changes that are easier for the poultry industry to do, comparing the length of the lifespan of the animal and how the industry is structured. So that's part of the efforts of the research that Dr. Singer's team completed, was looking at that pressure to go no antibiotics ever. Is it really a good thing for animal welfare? What are some of the trade-offs? So it definitely looked at perceptions of veterinarians and producers and what their experiences have been and what some of the disease pressures are in a no antibiotics ever system that you don't deal with if you're able to use antibiotics as a tool to keep animals healthy. So Dr. Singer's research was very interesting.
And there's also a big section at the summit on how animal agriculture affects the environment.
Had two California folks join us to talk about that topic. One was Dr. Allison Van Enenem from UC Davis, and then Dr. Frank Mittlerner from UC Davis. They spoke about efficiencies in animal agriculture, how we use technology to produce more with less in order to reduce our overall environmental impact. And they were two of the most popular speakers of the event.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Ag Alliance. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.